At least four children living in or near the small South Georgia city of Waycross learned that they have cancer last year. The diagnosis came within a span of 2 months, all four of them. Three of the four have the very same rare type of cancer. One little girl had one that's even more rare, and she recently lost her battle with the disease. As the other kids and their families continue to fight, the community is asking, why are people getting sick, and what, if anything, is being done to make sure it doesn't happen to more kids? Georgia Health News and WebMD worked together on a four-part special report about the situation in Waycross. Andy Miller is the editor and CEO of Georgia Health News. Good morning, Andy.
Good to be here, Adam.
Glad to have you as always. Also with us is WebMD staff writer Brenda Goodman. Thanks for being here, Brenda.
Thanks for having us.
So, folks, tell me about these four kids. What kind of cancers were they diagnosed with, and what makes these cancers so unusual?
Well, three of them were diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a soft tissue cancer. Only 350 cases a year occur of this cancer. The fourth was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which is also even rarer, only 250 cases a year. And they were all, as you said, diagnosed within 2 months of each other, which really prompted our Georgia Health News and myself to go down there a year ago to take a look at these cases and do the initial report on it.
But Brenda, this is four cases in a region of, what, 20, 25,000 people? I mean, that on its face, that seems, just going by common sense, which I know common sense isn't always right when it comes to science, but going by common sense, it feels like four in a couple, you know, 20, 25,000 could be a coincidence, right?
They can be. Cancer clusters or suspected cancer clusters can be naturally occurring, but they will have to wait to find out, which is one of the unfortunate things about studying these kinds of things, is that it takes about 2 years to get the numbers updated so that you actually know whether you have something going on out of the ordinary or not.
Are these four cases happening in isolation, or are there other cancers that are happening with greater than normal frequency around Waycross?
Well, we know from the OASIS data from the Department of Public Health that there is a higher incidence of cancer overall in Ware County, which is where Waycross is.
My guests are Brenda Goodman, a staff writer for WebMD, and Georgia Health News editor and CEO Andy Miller. They collaborated on a new special report about this suspected cancer cluster. Now, guys, since you first reported on this in 2015, what else has been learned about what may be causing these cancers?
We learned a lot about what the state is and isn't doing to help the community down there. And, I mean, it was kind of discouraging a little bit, I would say, to learn that EPD, you know, missed two very important inspections of the water department down there, and they haven't been keeping as good an eye on things as perhaps they should have been.
So there's a suspicion that something in the water might be related?
A lot of people down there are afraid to drink the water, but the town maintains that their water supply, at least the municipal water supply, is clean, but there are also a lot of people on wells. And for people on wells, the testing is up to them. And a lot of people don't know that they need to have their well water checked.
Adam, what we also learned is nationally, childhood cancer rates are on the rise. And there's very little funding for child cancer research as compared to adult cancer research.
Interesting. How rare is it for kids to get cancer, period?
Well, just out of 100 cancer cases in general, only one happens to a child. So it's fairly rare.
So we've been talking about what's happening in Waycross as a suspected cancer cluster. What has to happen for it to be officially declared a cancer cluster? I'm sure there's some body that has the authority to do that. And how do they do that? And if they do that, what benefit does that have? What does that trigger?
Those are great questions. The body that seems to have the authority to do that would be the Georgia Department of Public Health. And they are keeping an eye on the situation, at least according to their latest update. But they depend on data from something called the State's Cancer Registry. And that data takes 15 months to sometimes up to 3 years to become current so that they can actually see all the cases that happened in 2015. And they say that they will not have a finalized investigation until all the cases are entered in, and that's because a lot of that data has to come from other states where the kids are being treated. There are some kids at St. Jude's, for example, in Tennessee right now. There are a lot of kids that get treated down in Florida. So Florida has to send their data to Georgia, Tennessee has to send its data to Georgia, and then Georgia has to take a good look at all the cases of this particular cancer that occur in a given area, and they have to compare it to what might be expected in that area based on the population. And we, like I said, we won't have probably final numbers for another 2 years.
And it's interesting to note that in New Hampshire, there were less than five rhabdomyosarcoma cases over a 10-year period, yet the New Hampshire public health folks declared that a cancer cluster and are really going deep in terms of investigating why this occurred.
Okay. So should what's happening in Waycross be declared a cluster, what will happen?
That's a great question. It depends. It's very unlikely that it will be declared a cluster just based historically on past experience with communities like this that have these worries and that have these things investigated. Very few investigations are actually declared cancer clusters. If it is declared a cancer cluster, then the next step is usually that the public health department will start an investigation to try to figure out what might have caused it. They will, in New Hampshire, for example, Andy brought up the example of New Hampshire, they've mm-hmm. already started sending out questionnaires to the affected families to try to figure out what links them. You know, were they sharing the same water? Were they sharing the same air? That kind of investigation would start. It's kind of like case counting, like they do almost when they track infectious disease.
Yeah. In the meantime, Andy, how are people feeling in Waycross? What are they saying to you guys?
Well, it's first of all, this is a topic that people are talking about. I think for the families involved particularly, they've been through really an excruciating time dealing with not only their child's sickness, but also, you know, questions in their mind, how could this have happened? So I think but there are many in the town, including the mayor, who says that, you know, basically we don't have a problem here. So it's a kind of a mixed bag.
All right. Well, we got a link to this special report on children with cancer in Waycross, Georgia. It's at gpbnews.org, that link is. And the piece is by Andy Miller, editor and CEO of Georgia Health News, and Brenda Goodman, staff writer for WebMD. Good job on it, guys, and thank you for being here to talk about it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.